help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now, coming up next, we're going to have an author, a publisher, an educator, and a veteran caregiver, Catherine Doran-Zadovich, who has been a caregiver to both of her elderly parents for nearly a decade, and she has four children. She has drawn upon her counseling background, caregiving experience, and literacy expertise to create journals that compassionately encourage children to express their feelings. She's written My Memory Maker and also Good Grief for Kids, which are art and journal writing therapy books for children who are experiencing loss. They're great tools to help that process. Check out our website. It's journalkeepers.com. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Catherine.
InvestWare products and resources implement and embrace a very simple, sensible approach to investing in common stocks, an approach that has been taught by the National Association of Investors to millions of its members since 1951. In many cases, diligent investors using the NAIC methodology have doubled their money every 5 years, and that's a track record that is 1.5 times as good as the S&P 500 stock index. InvestWare's philosophy is clear. If you're willing to invest in good companies for the long term, the odds are strongly in your favor. Visit the InvestWare website at www.investware.com. For educational resources, computer software, books, websites, and other valuable references and material that can empower you to manage your own fortunes with confidence and success. InvestWare.com, resources for the careful investor. Ray and Hal Weeks of I Do Weddings have married over 10,000 couples in the past 12 years. The ceremonies are performed in their chapel, located at 1463 West Vista Way, Suites A and B. The garden room seats 100 people, and the Sweetheart Chapel is designed for 7 or less guests. They've also performed ceremonies at area beaches, parks, backyards, at hotels, and on Camp Pendleton. Ray and Hal can also help make your renewal of vows a memorable one. I Do Weddings offers a wide range of services, including Hispanic ceremonies. They have a wide array of gifts and accessories for the bride and groom, as well as wedding invitations and a full-time notary service. Contact I Do Weddings at 760-941-5228 or www.wedsiteusa.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Welcome back to Coping with Caregiving. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Catherine Doran-Zadovich. She has four children, and she's been a caregiver to both of her elderly parents for a decade. Catherine is on the board of the National Organization for Empowering Caregivers, and she's very active with the Alzheimer's Association. She's a freelance writer for national magazines such as Today's Caregiver and Healthy Caregiver, and she's written books for children that help them cope with grief and loss. Welcome, Catherine.
Hi, Jacqueline. Thank you for the opportunity of being on your show.
Well, you're welcome. So share us a little bit about your caregiving experience. My goodness, both parents for a decade and four children.
Well, very much like yourself, I found myself in a situation where I was a caregiver basically overnight. Both of my folks had health issues, and my dad was determined that he was going to be the caregiver for my mom, and did a very wonderful job and an admirable job for about 4 years, and then it just really compromised his health.
Right.
And I had been in touch with both of them and trying to monitor their situation from a long distance point of view, and being geographically undesirably far away from them, it really didn't help in being on top of their situation. So I had gone to check on them and see if I could find in-home care for them, and ended up bringing both of my folks back to live with me, which is about 6.5-7 hours away. One weekend, and found myself in a caregiving situation basically that afternoon. So It really was an overnight situation.
That's how it usually happens,
mm-hmm,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And my mother had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's for about 4 years when my dad watched over her and took care of her needs. But he was an adult-onset diabetic, and his diabetes became compromised with the stress of taking care of her.
Mm.
So really, I brought them to my home and basically had them in the hospital for almost 6 weeks. And that's saying a lot with our hospitals and medical care these days. No one's in the hospital that long, but their health was,
right,
was very, very compromised.
So you must have come to the realization to write your books because of having your children, four children, seeing two elderly grandparents in the home and how they were coping with it emotionally.
That's exactly right. When my folks arrived, my youngest at the time was three, and I was working full-time and continued to do so throughout the 10 years that I took care of my folks. And I started receiving phone calls from colleagues and just acquaintances saying, my gosh, you've got four kids, you work full-time, how are you managing to balance this juggling act? And I just realized that I was taking so many calls and fielding so many questions from people that I needed to write it down,
mm-hmm,
and provide a resource for people. And you have to realize that when I started this in 1993, the Alzheimer's Association was just getting off the ground. There wasn't a lot of information out for people. It's not as we are being able to have the wonderful resources that we do now for people, such as your program and other opportunities online for folks who find themselves in caregiving situations. There were
wasn't
not
much out there then.
No, there wasn't.
Ugh.
And so that's why I chose to write this down for people. And basically the first book that I did, My Memory Maker, was a resource for people like myself who found themselves in the sandwich generation, trying to care for their own families as well as provide care for their elderly loved ones. And I wanted to put something down for folks that could pick it up and read it in an afternoon or read it in an evening and get them going, because there was so much information that I had no idea about, such as durable power of attorney, the difference between that general power of attorney and medical power of attorney. There were so many nuances to the caregiving game that I did not know. And so in writing this down for folks, this gave them at least a place to feel like they could get started.
Fantastic. And so tell everybody what the Journal and Art Therapy for Children and Caregivers is all about.
Well, I basically decided that I wanted to write down for folks what worked for me, because that's what I was being asked. You know, how are you keeping your sanity doing this? And I found myself in a kind of unique situation in that I could not often get to support groups because I was working, and I did have four children that I needed, you know, to be available for. And so consequently, I found that it was very therapeutic for me to keep a journal.
Mm-hmm.
And what worked for me worked for my kids. Now, it won't work for everyone, naturally. Everyone's different. But for me, it was just so wonderful to be able to pick up a piece of paper and just write down and purge all the emotional ups and downs that I was feeling. And I found that with my children, if I tried to converse with them how they were feeling, it kind of put them off. All of my children responded to the stress that we were under in different ways. One of them was very outspoken. One of them became far more withdrawn and very quiet. And they just all really responded differently.
Manifests itself in different ways and
mm-hmm.
different people. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And by being able to draw about what they're feeling, that gave me an opportunity to use that as a springboard to actually start a conversation with them, that I could calm their fears, give them adequate information and accurate information, because oftentimes, you know, they were very confused by some of the things that they were seeing, and it was very fear-producing for them.
So it gives them a way to write, to draw, to express their feelings,
mm-hmm.
and then the parent can discuss with them what they see coming out, and let's talk about that.
Exactly.
Isn't that a great idea?
And actually, you know, so many of us who are, like myself, who are caring for older parents, we find ourselves dealing with maybe siblings that aren't as willing to help in the care,
mm-hmm.
and we find ourselves with the challenges of just the caregiving, and we often forget that our children are also grieving this loss. they're grieving the fact that their grandparents, as they knew them, or their elderly aunt or uncle, what have you, they can't have the same relationship with them as they once did, just as you are.
And they worry about you, too.
Exactly.
I'm sure they're worrying about the stress on you and seeing you stressed. And
exactly.
It must be very difficult for a child to go through that. My gosh, I was going through it in my 40s.
Exactly.
And I can't even imagine having to go through that as a child.
Right, right. And they aren't able to articulate their feelings like we are. You know, they haven't had the life experiences that we have had to be able to bring that forward and say, well, you know, gosh, I'm feeling this way, but I know this will pass. We need to kind of model that behavior for them. And for me, caregiving was just the most wonderful experience. It was certainly riddled with challenges and certainly riddled with, you know, difficult situations. I won't kid you about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it has certainly changed my life in a very profoundly positive way.
Me too. And didn't you find that you found strength you had no idea that you could pull out of yourself?
Absolutely. You drew on inner resources you didn't realize you had.
I had no idea I could possibly be that strong or possibly come to the level that I had to rise to. So I tell everybody sometimes it has led me to my greatest purpose and just purpose in life to make a difference, as it has you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't trade what I went through for the world, even though it was the hardest thing I ever did.
Exactly.
So
I totally agree.
So tell me how your book is different from other books on grief.
Well, the Memory Maker book is different in the sense that there are a lot of books out there on caregiving for families, but there aren't very many books out there for children. And so the Memory Maker set is actually a two-book set. The first book is the resource for the caregiver, the adult, and then the second part of the set is the journal for the child to work in. And actually, at the end of the resource section for the adult, I do have journaling pages for the adult to do if they choose to. And then that led me to do another book. The Hospice Foundation here locally had asked me to please write a book for them to use with children with grief. And as a teacher, I have found that very oftentimes throughout the year, unfortunately, there are tragic events that lead me to have to work with children who are experiencing loss. We've had several in the last few years where I'm teaching now where there have been car accidents and other tragic situations where a child has lost a parent. And I really was struck one afternoon, I had a little 7-year-old come up to me and say, Mrs. Odovich, I really need help when we go to the library today. I need to find a book that will help me get ready for my mom to die.
Oh.
And his mom had been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and that just struck me to the core, Jacqueline. In all the years that I taught, I felt at such a loss as to how to help this child. And I found myself researching again for a book that would help this child process his grief.
And we're almost out of time, so tell everybody how they can get your books, because they're just great.
Well, the books are available through Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
They're also available on my website, journalkeepers.com. And then, again, you can order them at Barnes & Noble or any retail bookstore. It's called Good Grief for Kids, and also My Memory Maker.
Okay.
And the process of helping the child do this grief work themselves is what sets the book apart from most other books that you'll pick up.
Oh, thank you so much for having the courage to go through all that and write it and help other people.
Well, and thank you, Jacqueline,
thanks
for helping
being on.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, inviting you to check out hundreds of valuable resources on elderrage.com. Now stay tuned for another enlightening hour of Coping with Caregiving. Remember to join us here every Saturday, 3 to 5. And remember, you can listen to any of my Coping with Caregiving programs online anytime. So stay tuned, because we're going to be right back with 3 more enlightening guests.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
He walks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birdies on the Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Rockin' Robin, not a blow, Rockin' Robin, not a blow, 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 Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight, tonight, tonight. Every little swallow, every chicken feet.
There's nothing wrong with reusing good material. So the next time you go shopping, buy stuff you can reuse. You create less waste, reduce pollution, and save energy and resources. Not to mention, come off sounding very cool. Buy smart, waste less, save more.
For more information, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.